have a couple of times certain items that we're going to take in rapid order before we recess. So I believe we're going to take item 1000 first, and then item 199. Item 999.
Item 1000, ratify a successor collective bargaining agreement between the City and Laborers Local 483 relating to the terms and conditions of employment of seasonal maintenance workers for 2014-2018.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. I think the title reading is probably longer than the presentation. Anna Kanowit, Director of Bureau of Human Resources. With me is Cheyenne Scott, who was the second chair on this negotiations. Patrick Ward was the chief spokesperson, but he is out of the office. Cheyenne's actually going to be the chief spokesperson on our upcoming housing negotiations, too, with AFSCME. So the ordinance before you is to ratify the successor labor agreement with Laborers Local 43 for our seasonal maintenance workers. It's a four-year agreement scheduled to expire June 30th, 2018. The COLA is similar to what was negotiated with other bargaining units, 2.7 for this current fiscal year that goes into effect upon ratification by council. And then in the out years, it's the floor of 1% and the ceiling of 5%. The health insurance premium, it continues the 90-10, employees pay 10%, the city picks up 90%. The eligibility requirements will change January 1st, 2015 to correspond with Affordable Health Care Act requirements as we move into a comprehensive plan for all of our seasonal and casual employees. So the eligibility for the seasonal maintenance workers will be consistent with that plan. We also increased the number of hours the seasonal maintenance workers could work in a season from 1,200 to 1,400. This is the number that's currently in the HR administrative rules. We did have a dispute with Local 483 about implementing that for their represented employees, so we're really pleased they agreed to this. It's helpful for the bureaus, but it also is an increase in compensation to the employees. The reduction of the 200 hours is about a $2,500 pay loss. The grievance procedure has been an issue here. It is very different for this group of employees because they are seasonal with no guarantee of ongoing employment. The process still ends with the HR director, but we agreed to an interim step, which the union was pleased about, which is a panel of three, a neutral representative management, a representative labor, who will look at the grievance and then make a recommendation to me. And that was a compromise that was very much supported by the union as well as the city. Last, another sticking point that we were able to agree to was training opportunities for those seasonal maintenance workers who are interested in becoming regular employees. So it centers around job skills and resume writing interviews. And I should back up a little bit on the grievance procedure. That part is really for if you have worked three seasons and aren't invited back. We've added that additional step to address those concerns. So I don't think there is anything else in terms of the agreement. Any questions?
Questions?
Do we have someone here from Local 43?
No, we do not.
Were they, you know, it's sort of our tradition, Mayor, to have our labor partners here at this moment to thank everyone for, you know, the out, you know, getting to a finish line. Were they invited?
Yes, Erica Askin was invited.
Well, let's find an opportunity to do that because this is a good accomplishment on both sides of the table. Your points well made. Thank you. Other questions for Anna or the team? And does anyone want to speak on this item?
No one signed up.
Okay. Well, then let's take a roll call, please.
Novick.
Thank you very much, dear team, to 483 for reaching resolution. Aye.
Fritz.
Thanks to Anna and your team and to all of the seasonal workers, and many of whom are most of them in parks, who provide such great service for the city. I'm very pleased that this particular group has union representation because then they have the benefits of a contract like this. I especially appreciate the increasing the hours to 1,400. Of course, that's still not full-time, and we would much prefer to have a lot more full-time union workers in parks doing our seasonal maintenance. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Thank you for your good work and to Local 483. Aye.
Hales?
Well done. Thank you all. Good work. Thank you. Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you much.